you dream and hope that you're going to make the success, that you're going to meet the right people, and you're going to be able to do, you know, what you do best. And to be honest with you, I don't think she was even sure that this first record that she made, it wasn't really the kind of music that she wanted to do. It was just the session from that turned out to be such a humongous success for her.
Yeah, it's interesting you say meet the right people, because that was absolutely crucial for her,
that's
wasn't
right.
it? It was meeting Giorgio Moroder.
That's right.
Who produced it.
Yes.
So in a way, it was luck from her point of view.
It was luck being in the right place at the right time and saying yes. Because she could have said, I mean, there were other artists in the studios, as far as I know, who refused to do the track. And she said yes.
On what basis?
Oh, but because it was so sexy or so, because it wasn't vocal. She's a singer. She's a great singer. And this track, this first record of hers, did not take any vocal demands from her. But it's not just her. It was the other artists also who felt, you know, that they were selling themselves short by breathing so heavily on a record rather than being able to sing. So,
well, would
she
you,
was
would you,
brave
would you,
enough
would you,
to do it.
Would you, yeah, indeed. Would you have done it if you'd been offered it?
I might have been very worried about doing it, I'm telling you. Having a father as a minister for a father, you know, you do kind of think twice about what your parents will think or what the people around you. But Donna obviously was smart enough, I would say.
Yeah, she was prepared to embrace it. I mean, just give us a sense, you know, you were there at the time, how groundbreaking that early disco that she helped pioneer was. I mean, this was a very new sound, wasn't it?
It was. We always said it was the Munich sound. And as you know, there was three people came out of Munich that made world hit, which was Boney M., Donna Summer, and Silver Convention. I don't know if you remember Silver Convention.
No, I remember Boney M. and Donna Summer, though.
Well, their song was Fly, Robin, Fly. It was a big hit. And these were the three artists that came out in the same time, in 1976. And Donna Summer was fortunate. Giorgio Moroder moved to America, and she was able to control the American scene. And I think that was wonderful for her.
That's what made Donna Summer's name, of course. But she carried on recording for a long time afterwards. She had a very, very long career, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She was very fortunate, I think. Once she broke, you know, the United States, she then decided to exercise her vocal ability. And she started looking for people that she could sing with to help her establish the fact that she's a singer and not just a sex symbol.
Do you think she deserves the title Queen of Disco? I mean, I suppose you might want to contest it, but...
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to contest it by no means. But I do believe that there are others who probably would. I think I said that earlier. But, you know, to me, she is 150% one of the queens. And I think it depends on who is judging. For the fans who adored Donna Summer, there is no one like Donna Summer. Her music touched the hearts and the souls of so many and made so many people very, very happy.